Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 137, The Learned Secret. I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Philippians 4, verses 11 and 12. Now sit with that word, learned. Paul doesn't say he was given contentment as a gift. He says he learned it. And he says it twice, as if he knew we'd read past it too quickly. Nobody is born content. Not Paul. Not you. Not me. And that, my friend, is one of the best pieces of news this text carries. Because if contentment is a lesson, then no one is disqualified from it. You haven't missed your chance. The classroom is still open. But now look at where Paul writes this from. It isn't from a comfortable study with good light and a quiet afternoon. It's from a prison cell, a Roman one. And from there, perhaps with a chain on his wrist, he writes that he has learned to be content in any and every circumstance. This isn't a polished speech. This is a testimony that cost him something. The contentment Paul carries doesn't depend on his situation improving. It holds precisely when circumstances do not. And Paul knows the test comes from both directions. Hunger tempts us to doubt God. Where is he now? Abundance tempts us to forget God. I handled this on my own. Both extremes have their trap. But a heart anchored in Christ passes both tests. Not because it's strong in itself, but because it knows where the anchor holds. Then Paul gives away the secret. One verse later, he just hands it over, through him who strengthens me. That's it. Contentment is not willpower. It's not gritting your teeth and getting through it. It is nearness. It is Christ close. It is the inner life fed by him, not by what is or isn't happening around you. And how does that get learned? Slowly, God teaches contentment the way seasons teach a farmer, through real days, no shortcuts, no skipping ahead. Winter teaches what summer cannot. Scarcity teaches what abundance never reaches. And the circumstance you are living right now, the one you may be hoping will just end soon, that circumstance is part of the curriculum. God is in it. The lesson isn't finished yet. So today, my friend, here is your one step. Before breakfast, before the first notification, before the first thing on your list, stop. Name your hardest current circumstance out loud. Say the words, and then pray, in your own words or these. Lord, teach me contentment right here. Don't ask for it to go away. Ask to be taught inside it. That is the prayer that changes a person from the inside out. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.